Idle Days in Patagonia, read by Zephyrin Tate. The wind had blown a gale all night, and I had been hourly expecting that the tumbling, storm-shaken old steamship in which I had taken passage to Patagonia would turn over once and for all and settle down beneath the tremendous tumult of waters. For the groaning sound of its straining timbers and the engine throbbing like an overworked human heart had made the ship seem like a living thing to me, and it was tired of the struggle, and under the tumult was peace. But at about 3 o'clock in the morning, the wind began to drop, and taking off coat and boots, I threw myself into my bunk for a little sleep. Ours was a very curious old boat, ancient and much damaged, long and narrow in shape, with the passengers' cabins ranged like a row of small wooden cottages on the deck. It was as ugly to look at as it was unsafe to voyage in. And to make matters worse, our captain, a man over 80 years of age, was lying in his cabin sick. Our one mate was asleep, leaving only the men to navigate the steamship on that perilous coast and in the darkest hour of a tempestuous night. I was just dropping into a doze when a succession of bumps, accompanied by strange grating and grinding noises and shuddering motions of the ship, caused me to start up again and rush to the cabin door.